Right now, we got a special guest on the line. We're going to talk some recruiting. There was a camp that went down in Los Angeles, the Rivals three-star camp presented by Adidas. And our good friend, our new friend here on ESPN 960, Nick Kruger, was down there covering this camp for Rivals, Rivals.com. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Thanks for hopping on with us, spending some time talking recruiting. I know you love this stuff, right?
Yeah, I can't get enough of it.
Well, how long you been in this this business covering sports, covering recruiting?
Well, I've always been covering sports. I started in Naples, Florida, for the newspaper down there. Been with Rivals since 2011, and I just started covering the state of Texas for coming up on my 1 year anniversary specifically. But I was out in Los Angeles. You know, these camps that we do, kind of an all hands on deck scenario, so we all kind of pitch in and help cover. And you know, it's a good chance for us to see a lot of kids in different areas, because when we have to rank them and put them in order, you know, it's good to have that, you know, that reference point where we saw them in a camp like we did this past week.
What do you like about covering recruiting? Like, what's the thing that enriches you on a daily, on a weekly basis?
You know, the coolest thing about recruiting for me personally is, you know, really dealing with the kids on a personal basis. You know, when you see after 3 or 4 years, get the name called for the NFL draft, and you know, and you remember what they were like when you were dealing with them in high school, and kind of seeing where they come from, you know, the path that they take to get there. You know, in a lot of cases, these kids, you know, develop so much more as humans than they do as football players, and you know, you get to see that over a very short period of time. That's really cool.
Nick and Mitch Harper, you're going with pointing to the Rivals three-stripe camp that you were at this weekend in L.A. You know, one guy that really stood out from the camp was a local prospect here in Utah, Penei Sewell. What did you see from Penei and your thoughts on him at your first glance?
Man, I mean, he was definitely one of the guys I'm most interested in seeing coming into the camp. And, you know, and he really delivered in a lot of cases, especially for guys like me when you don't see these guys beforehand. You don't really know what to expect. Some guys are a little bigger, a little smaller, whatever. I mean, he just started with shot and manhandled. He just manhandled everybody that was coming up against
him. And with Penei, is he someone that BYU is at all in the mix, or would you say that he's leaning more towards like Pac-12 schools right now?
Well, you know, when we interviewed him, the joke was that, you know, it was a 5-minute-long interview, and he only mentioned one school. And then talking to some of the kids, they were saying he was looking at schools as far out as Louisville, and some other schools on the Pac-12 level associated with him. So he didn't really get too much as far as scoop with his recruitment goes. But I think, you know, anytime you're talking about a kid, from a local kid looking at Utah or BYU, those schools always weigh in heavy in their recruitment.
And with Penei, he's a 4-star kid. Now, you know, sometimes people ask me, how much sway does these camps for the Rivals Network, how much sway do these camps have on maybe the star rating? Could we see Penei now, with his performance, get bumped up to a 5-star?
You know, I mean, that's something that we review after the fact. But obviously the potential is for talk. You know, camps like this is something that we take into consideration. It's a major investment for us. Time-wise, financial-wise. So, you know, we put a lot of stock in these things for the kids to come out. And it's the best players. I mean, he did really well against some top flight talent in the talent-rich area in Los Angeles. So, you know, I think the arrow is definitely pointing up with him.
We got recruiting analyst Nick Kruger from Rivals, Rivals.com, the Rivals Network, here on ESPN 960, discussing the Rivals 3 Stripe Camp in Los Angeles. Penei Sewell, Mitch has just been showering you with questions. He was actually down at BYU's Fan Fest in St. George. Has anyone gotten a one-on-one with Penei to get an analysis on how he's feeling about his recruitment, if he's leaning a certain way? It seems like he's pretty reserved and doesn't necessarily converse with many people.
There was 3 analysts at the camp, including myself this past weekend. Josh Humboldt, our Midwest guy, was the one that talked to him. So he'll be putting a story out here, if he hasn't already, based on those conversations with him. And that's going to be where you're going to get in-depth analysis. But again, like I said, you know, he's been we ask fellow kids, we ask friends of the players all the time, you know, where do you think this kid's winning? Where do you think this guy's looking? And even the guys at the camp that were close to Penn 8, you know, there wasn't really a strong consensus as to, you know, what school he was kind of talking about a little bit more so than some of the others. So, you know, it's really, I mean, especially for a guy like me, who's kind of making a cameo appearance in his recruitment coverage. I mean, you know, it's a little tough for me to put my finger on, but, you know, as the summer plays out, you need to take a few more visits. That's when you can start connecting some more dots.
Yeah, if I was to kind of force you to go with your gut feeling, what's the most important thing for Penn 8 right now?
Well, for a guy like him, I mean, you know, he's going to do well in something that's going to take advantage of his raw natural strength. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't even really think he's been playing football for as long as some of the other kids that we generally cover. So for him to come out and show the strength and raw power that he played with on the edge as a tackle, I mean, you look at him and you could say, man, if the kid lined up in guard, you know, you'd have running lanes for days. I mean, he could still do that at tackle. Something that could take advantage of that is really going to, you know, reap the most benefits from him. But, you know, the drills that we do at the camps are generally pass protection based, and he may have lost one rep all day, and he took a lot of them. So he did really, really well, I just think, in all facets of the game as far as alignment is concerned.
Nick, along with those, you know, pass protection drills, what other type of drills do you put these kids through to kind of just give folks a perspective of what goes on at these type of camps?
Well, for our camps, you know, going back to when we started, we've always had, coaches that have coached at a high college level or in some cases in the NFL and the Super Bowl. These guys are really getting the best of the best as far as coaching goes. And, you know, the first half of the camp is spent exclusively with those coaches where these guys are learning techniques, you know, how to line up correctly, what to expect, how to stand, how to deal with, moves and what to do on the pass protection front, like we mentioned. So, you know, these guys get a real complete kind of workout. You know, I've seen them doing some new drills this year that we hadn't done in years past. So we're always changing our techniques. It's always something new every time we get out there. But, you know, in Penny's case, like I said, I think he's kind of relatively newer to the game than some people. I mean, you know, experience like that really, weighs heavy as far as he's concerned.
And you have a strong footprint in the state of Texas with covering state of Texas recruiting. BYU's in the mix for a trio of kids, most notably a quarterback, Zadok Dinkelman. What can you tell us about Zadok?
Yeah, Zadok's an interesting guy because he had committed to LSU for some time recently, decommitted, and I was kind of wondering to see once he announced that he was going to make that decommitment if his recruitment would, you know, really kind of take off. You know, having a commitment to LSU for some time like that, you know, we see that, you know, elevates the profile of some kids with other schools. Really, truthfully, I think, you know, he really hasn't picked up a ton of offers since then. I think maybe Louisiana Tech and BYU being his most recent. And if BYU can stay on top of him, obviously, I'm sure you guys have talked about his uncle is Ty Detmer. I mean, there's a family connection there. You know, I think if BYU can stay on top of him, you know, we're talking about a steal. Out of the state of Texas, a quarterback. He's a big guy, about 6'4" and a half. Just a real natural, pocket passer, the kind of prototype guy that you like to see as a pro style quarterback. And you know, I know with the advancements that BYU was making last year offensively, it's got to be something that he's considering strongly.
You know, it's interesting. I go back and forth with what I think BYU fans want or what they need. There at BYU at the quarterback position, and Zadok, even though he had that LSU offer and then it was retracted, that recruitment hasn't really picked up. And I asked Mitch Harper about this, like, in your opinion, why hasn't it picked up? And does it really matter whether it's picked up or not because he's a talented individual? What do you think?
Well, I think first and foremost with him, he kind of plays he plays at a smaller school and a smaller classification. I know the times that I've talked to him, if you see him in an event, you can talk to him. That's fine. He's a real nice kid to deal with. But otherwise, you know, things kind of run through his father as far as, you know, trying to catch him outside of events or outside of football activities. So, you know, I just think in general with him, it's not nothing against his dad or his school or anything like that. He's just not as easily as accessible as some other prospects. So, you know, I don't think it's indicative of his talent or potential or anything about him as a prospect. I just don't think that he's quite as physical as some other quarterback recruits have been. And I think as he throws some more over the summer at different schools, maybe we'll start to see his recruitment pick up some traction and get some more offers.
What's been your impressions of wide receiver Jaron Mitchell? BYU seems to be kind of a leader there, maybe with some Mountain West schools. What's the latest you've heard on Jaron?
Yeah, Jaron is, it's funny because he's a teammate with Trajan Bridges over at Ebron, who is also a BYU offer. And actually, BYU was Bridges' first offer, I think. So I was kind of wondering if, there was some sort of, some sort of play there where, they were offering teammates, to kind of help develop that inroads with both of them. And both are kind of different players. Jaron's a little bit smaller, speedier, shiftier, definitely a slot receiver type guy. But somebody that can, be real dynamic out of that slot and create a lot of yards after the catch, really dangerous in space. Just the sort of guy that you look for is that speedy third option at wide receiver inside the formation.
We got Nick Kruger from the Rivals Network on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960, discussing the Rivals 3. The Rivals Three Stripe Camp presented by Adidas. Another guy that we're going to bring on later on in the show. I don't know if you've heard of him. I know he wasn't at the camp, right, Mitch? He wasn't at the camp.
Well, the one Jacob Asaya was what we're going to talk about. Offensive lineman from Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman. Asaya was someone who actually said that he was definitely considering going or visiting BYU coming up. Your impressions from Jacob at the camp?
Yeah. No, Jacob was at the camp, and I talked to him, and I really enjoyed talking to him. He's got offers from all over the map, and you see these kids from Bishop Gorman. Obviously that's a national name when it comes to a school and prospects and recruits, and his offers come from all over the map. And I talked to him about a couple different options, but when I asked him at the end of the interview, I said, "Where's the number one school that you're looking forward to going most this summer?" And he said BYU without hesitation. Said, they offered him early, and after they offered him, the communication hadn't been as steady as he was kind of hoping it would be. Obviously, he picked up his offer before Detmer took over as OC, so maybe there was some shuffling of the recruiting board and priorities and things like that. But he said he really wants to go back there this summer. He established that relationship with the coaches, and there's a high level of interest there at BYU.
From your your coverage of recruiting, Nick, what do you feel is like the most important things for these kids today? Because I've heard a lot of stories where it's about forming these relationships and friendships with kids on these circuits, or it's the coach. In your opinion, what do you feel has been the overriding or consensus for a lot of these kids and where they pick their schools?
Early playing time is the easy answer. I mean, it doesn't matter what level recruit you're talking to. I mean, all of them just want to get on the field as quickly as possible. When they go to visit, they take the tours, they're always quick to point out what they thought of this stadium or this indoor facility, whatever it is that they want to go see. But the golden ticket to winning a recruit's heart is always guaranteeing some early playing time and opportunity to get on the field to make some plays, for sure.
Well, that brings up a hot topic for me and also BYU. And I know you probably didn't cover his recruitment, but I know you've heard of his name, Chaz Ayu, 4-star, kind of the crowning jewel of BYU's recruiting class this past season. I think one of the principal reasons why he didn't go maybe on a mission initially and he came to BYU is because there's a battle going on at the safety spot. There's opportunities there to play right now. And I agree with you 100%. I think early playing time has to be the trump card for most kids and the most enticing factor. So do you think that Chaz had that shiny object in front of him and said, "Hey, I got an opportunity right now. I can seize the day."
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about a kid like Chaz who was highly ranked. I know that he was I can't remember exactly where he ended up in our final rankings. I know he was a name that we discussed in our 250 for going back for a long period of time. But, when these kids hear it, when they see their name that high up in the rankings, they hear from other schools that they're going to have opportunities elsewhere. They got to kind of mitigate, what they think of themselves. There's a strong sense of oneself and one's opportunity that plays into their decision. And, the opportunity to get on the field early, if you're physically mature enough to get out there and, make the hits and take the hits and, be a productive player right away. You know, that's usually a heavy deciding factor for most kids.
Nick, we really appreciate you spending some time with us here on ESPN 960. Keep up the good work. We appreciate you heading out to that Los Angeles camp as well, and for all the info that you shared with us. Let's do it again, man.
You bet, guys. Anytime.
There you go. Nick Kruger. You can follow him on Twitter at Rivals Krug City.